Around 11 o'clock last night in the East, on cable television, you could have watched replays of American skiers either getting medals or disqualified in Turin, or you could have watched the final seven at Madison Square Garden.
Best in show at the 130th annual Westminster Dog Show is the Colored Bull Terrier.
The Colored Bull Terrier.
Rufus, the Colored Bull Terrier.
We have never had a Bull Terrier go best in show at Westminster. Rufus makes history.
This is history.
The Mail commentator reporting the victory of Rocky Top's Sundance Kid, a.k.a. Rufus, as best in show at the Super Bowl of dog shows, is David Fry. He is always informative, if somewhat conflicted. He is both canine play-by-play man and director of communications for the Westminster Kennel Club. By the time we caught up with David Fry today, he was at Sardi's for the Dog Fancier's Lunch, where Rufus was served the traditional silver platter of chopped sirloin, and where Fry tried to explain what Rufus had that Andy the Golden Retriever didn't.
I think all seven of the dogs in there at the end had a lot of great things as specimens of their particular breed, and oftentimes that's enough to make a difference. For example, Rufus has a perfect head for his breed, has a lot of other physical characteristics that make him stand out as well. But I think when you have seven great dogs at the end, the things that make the difference are showmanship and attitude and charisma and being responsive to your handler and being on at the right time.
But as for Rufus's perfect head, just so that people can understand this, I'm looking at the standards for the head of a Bull Terrier. Head should be long, strong, and deep right to the end of the muzzle, but not coarse. Full face, it should be oval in outline and be filled completely up to giving the impression of fullness with a surface devoid of hollows or indentations, i.e., egg-shaped. This is a dog that should have an egg-shaped head.
Yes, it is. And of course, the standards that are written describe the ideal specimen of that breed. And every standard is written in a way that allows the judge to have some subjectivity in their interpretation of that standard to the particular dog in front of them. So some judges may like different dogs than other judges if they're standing side by side.
Now, you know, the New York Times today in its sports pages writes about the record for who gets to be best in show. And according to their charts, What you don't want to be if you're in that final round of the dog show is, if you're a dog, you don't want to be of a breed that is very, very commonly owned in the country, because labs and Yorkies, they say they don't win. The judges seem to want to give this prize to more exotic breeds.
Well, we've never had a lab go best in show at Westminster. We have had a Yorkie go best in show, but, you know, we've only been given the award for 93 years. And given the fact there's 165 different breeds and varieties, just the simple math tells you that not all of them are going to have won one. And so by the time you back out all the repeat breeds, like the Wire Fox Terrier that's won 13 times, there's not much left to pass around.
Well, is Kathy Kirk right next to you right now?
She is Rufus's
handler?
Right here.
Put her on for a second?
I shall do that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm
going to talk now with Kathy Kirk, who is the handler of Rufus, who is best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'd just like if you could tell us, since millions of people have now seen either pictures or video images of Rufus, if you can tell us something about him that you know that gets to the core of this dog's charm.
The core of this dog's success is his temperament, his showmanship, his confirmation, his ring presence. When he gets into that ring, he's smiling. He looks at the dogs on both sides of him, and he kind of has the attitude like, bring it on, I'm better than all of you.
Evidently, he convinced a lot of people of that.
He has convinced people for the past 4 years. I just needed to have judges that are gutsy enough to put up a breed that's never had recognition.
Well, congratulations, and thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
It's Kathy Kirk, handler of Rufus, who is judged best in show. He's a colored bull terrier at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night at Madison Square Garden. We also talked with the man who is the voice of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show telecast and also the communications officer for the club, David Fry.